Hello, how is everyone? I'm doing great. I'm getting my internet site back up. I'm getting back into the swing of things now that I have a desktop with Office on it. I'm getting used to 365 versus the old Office, I don't know, whatever it was, Office 7, 10, I don't know. Anyways, I spent some time doing some marketing, publishing, desktop publishing. I came up with a nice brochure for Savvy Smart Solutions. It's beautiful. I gotta say my design skills have come a long way, if I might just pat myself on the back for a minute. I started doing brochures years ago, like 20 years ago. And I had to do one for this big conference. And I just remember having really like a creator's block. And now like it's that block is gone. It's over. So it's great. And I created one for my dad. And then I also spent some time to research these printing companies to see what these marketing pieces cost. And you're looking at about 10 cents per color trifold brochure. And that's just printing. That's not design services. So it's pretty expensive. You can get like 100 of them for like $65. And I really don't know what my local laser printer can handle. But they look pretty nice. I mean, they're not glossy. They're just basic paper. But if I bought glossy paper, I mean, I could probably print like 50 of them at home. But I just don't have a need for it right now. But it was nice. I created it, so it's there. And I still have the skills, and my skills are getting better, so that's good. And that's something that's so interesting, is that design skills, I was going to say, it seems like I can improve without practice, but that's just not true. You know, like I'm designing internet sites and all that design expertise and all that design experience is easily translated to different types of materials like brochures and flyers and business cards and graphics and all kinds of different stuff. So just because I haven't done a brochure in 20 years doesn't mean that my internet design experience is not applicable to what I can design. So it's great. So that's good news for internet programmers and graphics artists. You have a job at least in desktop publishing and marketing if internet design doesn't work out. As long as you just have a good eye for color and mix and putting the right words in the right places. So it looks good. I can't wait to send this stuff to my dad. I don't know if he'll like it. I'm sure he will. I like it. It looks really good. I'm sure he'll get some business from it, if not some, you know, impressed looky-loos, you know. So anyways, just looking at the cost of printing, it's pretty expensive. And I just don't know. It's almost like comparing the cost of printing locally and buying a laser printer with special paper is like comparing removing your lights from and going with USB plugs and rechargeable lights and then evaluating your kilowatt per hour. It's so not easy. Like, you would seriously have to sit down and calculate costs of the printer, cost of the ink, cost of the paper, and then convenience. You know, what's your time worth? Your time is worth a lot. So I thought about maybe ordering like 60 of these. But like I said, what's the use? I'm in school. I'm not going to go market my business because I don't want customers right now. I don't want to do any projects right now. So I'm not going to go waste $60 on this stuff. You know, I'll waste a couple hours at home creating it and printing it locally for something nice. But for right now, you know, it's just, at least it just proves to me I still got it and something to do in my spare time to get a color scheme down for my branding, for my business. I think what's more important right now is really just studying the topics in class and writing about them in addition to my papers, so that when I do get started on my doctorate, which is next year, I'm really excited. We're looking at possibly June or July start date. I have my research questions pretty nailed down, and I can actually start now. You know, I mean, technology is so vast, right? We've got video, we've got audio, we've got equipment, we've got the electronic side, we've got power maximization, we got renewable energy, we've got software programming, we've got project management, and looking at that, there's so much. There's security, there's e-commerce, there's strategy, future strategy for the internet. There's looking at an internet problem and fixing that, which I've already kind of started to talk about that, it being built on a database, something a little bit better, a little more structured for better query and data output that's usable and not stuck in these little businesses that want to sell marketing lists. You know, that's not fair. That's great that they're willing to go out and do that work for you, but it's kind of sad that that information has to be sold. It should be free because it is public information. Lots of stuff. So a ton of different topics. I've got a year to nail it down. So it's good. And in that year, over the next year, I'm going to be investing in some video equipment. So I'm going to do a video camera so I can do a live stream. Maybe not live, but I don't know. Maybe we'll see how it goes. I don't know. I might get on Google Hangouts, or it's called Meet now, I think. I don't know. They keep changing their names. It sounds like my business. Like, I started out as Super Savvy, and then Super Savvy Smart Solutions, and then Savvy Smart Solutions, and then Savvy Solutions. So I nailed it down to Savvy Smart Solutions. It's a legal name now. It's good to go. So I guess me and Google will get it together eventually. So yeah, I'm thinking about doing a video and audio podcasting. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I think it's important. I think it's good because, you know, I'll give you some visuals. I'll be able to show you some things and do screen shares. I'm not going to do like instructional presentations, but I will, you know, have some interesting topics, and it's good to put a face with the name, especially while I'm still young, and, you know, just put some life into the business and the work that I'm doing, rather than just text. You know, I get tired of talking and writing papers, and really, like, college, you're supposed to have good presentation skills. You're supposed to have good speaking skills. And I learned that stuff in undergraduate work, but it still requires practice, even in a master's level. And with these online universities, you just don't get that. You don't get the lectures. You don't get the presentation ability to present your work, your papers, your research, or to even work on your speech skills. And to me, that's important. I'm not working, so I don't do it on a daily basis. So it's important to do that every day, or not every day, every couple days, and to work on those skills. I listen to my playbacks, and I'm like, you say so a lot, you say a lot, and it's really random. But speaking on the fly about something, hitting that record button and picking up the microphone and not really having an agenda or a plan or an outline of what you're going to talk about, just a general idea. It's really cool to listen back and go, yeah, you did good. You didn't veer off too far into different directions. You stayed on point on the topic that you were going to talk about. You sound intelligent. You know what you're talking about. You address the problems, you talked about the solutions, And it is actually something worth listening to that other professionals can learn from. So there are a million problems, though. So am I going to have a million podcasts to address each problem? Am I going to standardize my delivery? Is it going to be random conversations, one-sided conversations? Will I develop a user group or community of listeners? Or am I going to get pigeonholed and stuck in that market your podcast, pay us, and we'll make you famous? Because I'm not going to do that, right? Like, and I'm not going to go build a social community on Facebook and say, listen to me. Look at my pictures. Read my papers. No. So I have a project, then I need to develop a project to go out and reach out to people in my community, IT professionals. And maybe I'll get some friends and some users or some coworkers and interesting people that want to hear about it. Maybe they'll be offended. Or maybe they'll agree. What's going on in IT? It's 2020. We should be far more advanced than what we really are. Far more advanced. It makes me wonder if we've gone on hiatus, taken a break. I know I have. And I go back to Word and Office. Like I said, I haven't been there in years because I've been using Google Documents, Google Spreadsheets. And I go in there and I find not really much has changed. It's a little frustrating, a little more difficult to find things. The only new thing that I've found that's beneficial are some templates, which is great. They're gotten really colorful, which gives you ideas, but difficulty customizing them. It's not simple. You know, it's not intuitive. Databases, Access database. I went to build a database and like thought, oh right, I'm really excited. Same problems as before. This join type is not correct. This won't work. Close this window before you do that. A lot of stuff. They changed the look and feel of it a little bit, but the functionality is still the same. It doesn't do anything more than it did before. But it integrates with like SharePoint, which is new. I say 20 years old, but new, still new in industry. I think newness, I guess you could say, no, SharePoint's not new. It's been around for 20 years. You just have been taking a break, not working on corporate solutions, internal solutions. But you know, I picked up right where I left off. Like I said, not much has changed. Well, the cool thing is I can go right in and assess it within like 15 minutes and go, okay, yeah, I see this changed, that changed, this changed. And I don't have an MCSE Microsoft Office certification to be able to do that, nor will I get one. And the same thing goes for networking. You know, taking a network class. 25 years ago, I worked on that, built my own with little or no direction. And 25 years later, not much has changed. Only a few things. Only a few things have changed. Only the whole world now knows how to do it, which is awesome, which leads to an even bigger discovery or area of interest, which is intelligence. How do people just pick it up, right? I mean, doesn't it require someone to teach them, install this, and show them? I mean, I remember when people were scared of the computer. Use my credit card and put my name online? No way! But that's, you know, back when there were a bunch of thieves, I guess. I don't know. I guess we just get over it. Time and getting used to things makes us more comfortable and accept it more. I don't know. Anyways, great podcast. Nice talking. Talk to you later. Have a good one.